Before beginning our brief discussion on Jagannath Rath Yatra, I just received a phone call from one of Srila Prabhupada's very, very intimate, loving associates and servants, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, and his mother, who Srila Prabhupada personally called a very nice lady. In fact, his mother came to India and she saw that Giriraj Swami was very thin and very sickly looking. And she very humbly but motherly explained this to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I will personally take care of him and give, and I will personally feed him rasgullas every day to make him healthy. So she was dear to Prabhupada, especially because she offered her son as one of the most illustrious servants of Prabhupada. So his Giriraj Swami Maharaj's mother is just leaving her body today. And he has requested all the assembled devotees to very kindly pray for the mercy of Sri Radha Govinda Dev, Lord Chaitanya, and all the Vaishnavas to be upon her. Thank you very much. Yesterday, we discussed several very instructive historical events that led to the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, in which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates celebrated. The day after Netrotsava, when Jagannath gives his first darshan after 15 days, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, they rose very early in the morning, bathed in the sea, and came to the Singhadwaram, where the Pandu Bijai ceremony was about to take place. Have any of you been to Jagannath Puri for this celebration of Rath Yatra? Please raise your hand if you have been. It is an incredible event to see. Jagannath is enormous deity of Lord Sri Krishna. On this day, he is leaving the temple of Puri, representing the Lord's Dwarka Lila, and going to Gundicha or Vrindavan, being pulled by the strings of the love of the residents of Vrindavan. So there are servants of Jagannath of the name Dayatapatis. Many of them are very large in size. They are the descendants of Vishvavasu, who long ago was a Shabara, or a simple pig farmer. But he worshipped the holy deity of Nilamadava. King Indrajumana was so anxious to see Nilamadava, the supreme personality of Godhead. He sent his most trusted minister, Vidyapati, to search the world to find the deity of Nilamadava. Because although Indrajumana Maharaj was the king of the entire world, he knew that without service to the Supreme Lord, his whole life was useless. There was no purpose, there was no value to existing without Krishna consciousness. So Vidyapati found the deity. It is a nice story His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami has written it very beautifully in a drama. It is published and available to devotees all over the world. When Indrajumana Maharaj came for the darshan of the deity, Nilamadhava was gone. And it was told that Nilamadhava would appear again in the form of three logs of wood within the ocean that would be carved into his original form. So, you all know the story. From those three logs of wood, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra appeared. And the descendants of Vishwavasu, the Shabaras, were given the privilege of being the personal servants of Lord Jagannath since that time. From the time of the Snan Yatra through the Rath Yatra to the 7 days or so in the Gundicha temple and then the return yatra, it is the Shabaras who have the authority to all the services of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. The Pandas in the temple can only assist them at those times. So these Dayatapatis were caring. First they bring out Baladev. Then they bring out Sudarshan. Then they bring out Subhadramai. And then Jagannath. They have big silk ropes wrapped around him. And they're carrying. There's probably about 15 men simultaneously carrying one deity. And they're struggling and they're straining. He is so heavy. They're just picking him up. In the times of Lord Chaitanya, they were using these tulis or silken pillows. And they'd lift him up and ropes and with their arms all around him. And they put him on the pillow. Then they'd pick him up and put him on the next pillow. Put him up and drop him on the next pillow. And sometimes it would break the pillow. And cotton would float into the sky. Now, when you see it, it's actually incredible. Jagannath looks like the supreme personality of a drunken, intoxicated person. Never seen anything like this. His large eyes, and he's going backward and side to side, forward. This is the way he's coming out. It's, he just... And one of the Dayatapatis is a very dear friend of our devotees. His name is Ram Kumar. And he was carrying Jagannath. He was the main person carrying Jagannath with about 10 others. And, like, and I asked him, you know, how do you get him to move like that? I mean, it must have taken generations of practice to make that gigantic deity move like such a drunken person. He said, no, no. He said, all of us, we're just trying to hold him still. He's moving like that. And then he explained, because after years of separation, he's boarding the chariot to bring him to Vrindavan. So he's so intoxicated, remembering the love of the Brijabasis. In this way, Lord Chaitanya and his associates were given by Maharaj Prataparudra a place right in the front to freely see the Panduvijaya ceremony of Jagannath going on his chariot. As Lord Jagannath was walking like this, the Maharaj Prataparudra, who was an incarnation of King Indrajumana, although he was the king of the entire province of Orissa, which in that those days was much, much larger than was today, and he was an undisputed king, although in that time the Mughal emperors conquered the vast territories of Bengal, northern India, and much, much of the whole land of India, they could not penetrate Orissa. Not even the Nawab Hussein Shah, who tried many times, he could not penetrate Orissa because King Prataparudra was so powerful, so loved by his people. So, the king, we discussed yesterday, was so much eager to get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya refused. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanomukasya param param jigamasura bhavasagarasya sandarshanam vashayanam atayoshitam cha hahanta hanta visha bhakshanatopya sadhu. For one in the renounced order of life who is desiring to cross over the ocean of material existence to intimately associate with a materialistic person is worse than drinking poison willingly. Because poison can only kill the body, and the body has to die anyway. But such association kills one's propensity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is worse than death for one in the renounced order of life. So Lord Chaitanya was very strict. I will not meet the king. But when Ramananda Rai told Lord Chaitanya that the king actually did a great favor to me, he gave me full pension, full salary, and allowed me to leave all my government services to serve you, Lord Chaitanya's heart got a little soft. He told Ramananda Rai, because he loves you, who is Krishna's devotee, and because he has served you and pleased you, Krishna will give him mercy. But the actual turning point came during the time when Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra were being escorted by the Dayatapatis to his chariot. At that time, Maharaj Prataparudra, with all sincerity, came to the street like an ordinary man with a broom that had a golden handle. And there, in front of all of the subjects of his kingdom, he accepted the position of the most menial street sweeper for Jagannath and the Vaishnavas. With great sincerity, meek and humble, he swept the road very carefully. When Lord Chaitanya saw that, his heart melted. When someone has a big position, they usually become very arrogant. But if we want to approach the Lord in such a way that the Lord is pleased, Prabhupada explains, we must have two qualities. We must be meek and humble. And here the great king, who was a powerful warrior in his own right, a statesman with great opulence, was sweeping the street. Prabhupada explains that Krishna accepts the purpose in which everything is offered, because he is within the heart. When you offer something to Krishna, it's not the thing that he accepts. It's the spirit of devotion within your heart that he accepts. If you're hypocritical and do something without much devotion, it is proportionately that much less pleasing to the Lord. Devotional service is not to gain position. It is not to gain facility. It is not to impress others. That misses the entire point. Atapum virt vijastrestas varna shrama vibhagasha shunushtatasya dharmasya samsadir haritoshanam. Devotional service is only to please Krishna. And what is Krishna pleased with? What he sees from within your heart. What is your intention? What is your purpose? What is the spirit of service that you are offering. So Lord Chaitanya understood King Prataparuja's heart. He was not just making a show. You know, sometimes politicians, they do some humble thing because they'll get votes from the common people. They may get their votes, but they will not get mercy. But Lord Chaitanya saw that within the heart of Maharaj Prataparuja, he was genuinely feeling this meek, humble spirit where he wanted to be the street sweeper of Jagannath. And he wanted the whole world to know, I may be a king in position, but in heart, I'm simply the menial street sweeper of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya decided then his mercy would be showered upon the king. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra were put on their carts. Beautiful chariots. Lord Jagannath's chariot is predominantly the color golden yellow. Because Krishna's Pitambar, he wears golden yellow garments. Lord, and it has 16 gigantic wooden wheels. Our wonderful chariot in New York City has 4 wheels. So can you imagine the size of Jagannath's chariot? 16 wheels. They make chariots new every year. It takes approximately 700 full trees to supply the wood for the 3 chariots. That's how big they are. And the people who make these chariots are men, carpenters, whose forefathers have been the only ones entitled to make this chariot since time immemorial. You can't hire somebody. It has to be someone born in the family of chariot makers. And from their babyhood, they're learning how to make these chariots. And they're so expert. Gigantic chariots. 16 wheels on one chariot. And they don't use any screws or any bolts or any nails. Everything is carved to fit together. Hare Krishna. And they don't have steering wheels or brakes either. And they don't have those tops that go up and down with fantastic. And it takes hundreds of these carpenters over 2 months to build the chariots, practically day and night. And after the return yatra, they just take apart all the parts of the chariot and they use it throughout the year for wood fuel to cook for Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra in the temple. It sounds like you want prasad now. It's not long. Baladev's chariot is the color blue, representing the top of his chariot, representing his color dress. And there's 14 gigantic wooden wheels. And Subhadra Devi, her chariot is red, representing the dress that she likes to wear. And there is 12 wheels on her chariot. So they were brought upon the chariots. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great devotion, called upon all of his devotees who were present and divided them up into 4 different kirtan parties. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took each devotee who was going to be in the kirtan parties and personally put garlands on them, and then with his own lotus hands decorated their bodies with sandalwood pulp. worshiping them. The first group, he had Swarup Damodar Goswami as the lead singer, and Sri Advaitacharya, the leader of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, was the lead dancer. There was about 24 chanters and 2 murdungas and everybody else who gathered around. In the second group, Srivas Thakur was the lead singer and Sri Nityananda Prabhu was the lead dancer. In the third group, that devotee who, whenever he sang in kirtan, the devotees' hearts would melt in ecstasy. The younger brother of the most merciful Vasudev Dutt, Mukunda Dutt, was the lead singer. And the lead dancer was Srila Haridas Thakur. The next group, Lord Chaitanya appointed Govinda Ghosh, along with his brothers Vasudev Ghosh, whose song we just sang tonight, and Madhava Ghosh, to be the lead singers. And the lead dancer was the one and only Vakreshwar Pandit. who could dance for 24, 48 hours continuously as Lord Chaitanya would continue singing and singing and singing just to see his dance. Then the Lord arranged three other kirtan groups. The residents of Kulinagram, who would bring the silk ropes for the Ratha Yatra every year. Do you know how big and long those ropes are? Each rope is about this thick. And they're practically a city block long. They're huge ropes. Each rope has thousands and thousands of people just swarming around to just, what to speak of, pull it. They just want to touch it. Ramananda and Satyaraj Khan were the lead dancers. The next group was the inhabitants of Shantipur, the place of Advaita Prabhu. And Achyutananda, the eldest son of Advaitacharya, was appointed the lead dancer. And then there were the residents of Srikanda, Narahari Sarkar, and his nephew Raghunandan Thakur were the lead dancers. They began to chant. How they chanted. There were 2 murdungas in each group. That means there was 14 murdungas playing, and so many kartals, and so many people chanting. It was incredible. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked up at Lord Jagannath and offered his prayer. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Then he offered several other beautiful prayers in glorification of Sri Krishna and culminated with the mood in which he was going to perform the kirtan of Ratha Yatra. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi baisho na shudro. Naham varini nacha grihapatir no vanashto jatirva. Kintu prodyan nikila paramananda purnamratad bear. Everyone. Gopi baratur patakamalayor das 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 anudas. Lord Chaitanya was sannyasi, born of a very high-quality Brahmin family, grandson of Nilambar Chakravarti. But he's approaching the Lord in this spirit. I am not a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra. I am not a Brahmachari, a Grihastha, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyas. My ambition, my only true identity, is that I am forever the servant of the servant of the servant. The Anu, the insignificant, infinitesimal servant of your servants. It was that spirit that Lord Chaitanya offered his heart to Jagannath. Then the Rath Yatra began. As they pulled the chariots, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra began to shake. It's actually amazing, because to get those chariots going takes hundreds and hundreds of people on many ropes. Each chariot has, I think, 4 or 8 ropes, I don't know, but so many, huge ropes, thousands of people with each chariot pulling. And because it's just wood and wood, it's a beautiful sound to hear the wood turning in the what is it called? The axle. It goes. It's a beautiful. It's like music. Doesn't sound like that actually. It's very sweet. And the pandas and the pujaris are ringing bells. Boom, 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 boom. And then there's songs and Jagannath is everywhere. Harivo, Harivo, Jai Jagannath. So all the 7 parties began to chant. Lord Chaitanya arranged 4 kirtan parties in front of Jagannath's chariot, 1 on either side and 1 behind. The kirtan was tumultuous. Throughout the world, the holy names were resounding. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced everyone to chant. And then he personally began to dance. What a magnificent dance that was. Lord Jagannath, as he was going along the road, the grand road in Puri, with his big, beautiful lotus eyes, he was looking at the scenery. It is explained that the white sand on both sides of the road looked just like the banks of the Jamuna to him. And the forests on either side, he saw as the kunjas or the groves of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explains, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said that these chariots were so big, that the residents of Puri compared it to Mount Sumeru. And then Prabhupada in purport quotes the newspaper from London called The Guardian. And he said, in that newspaper, on the front page, in 1973, it was proclaimed that ISKCON Hare Krishna Rath Yatra chariot competes with the Nelson Column of Trafalgar Square. Now, for those who have been to Trafalgar Square, the Nelson Column is huge. There's this big, gigantic pillar, and on the top of it is Lord Nelson standing like this. So this was Prabhupada took this as a very special glorification. The chariot moved forward. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced all the devotees to dance. And then he began to dance. He was dancing so much ecstatically. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go into kirtan, he would be so absorbed totally in the sound of the holy name that material existence simply didn't exist anymore. He would come under the control of his own lila shakti, his own pastime potencies. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so enthused to please all the devotees that he performed a great miracle. He simultaneously expanded himself and was dancing in all 7 kirtan groups. Now the devotees, they could not understand this. Each devotee was thinking,
the Lord is so merciful to us. He just doesn't leave our group. The other groups, they must feel so much separation. He just stays with us, only us. But only a few people could see the Lord's Leela. One of them was Maharaj Prataparudra. He was witnessing how the Lord was in seven kirtan parties simultaneously dancing in ecstasy, and by his yogamaya potency, no one knew what he was doing.
Now, Srila Prabhupada explains that Prataparudra received this enormous good fortune because Lord Chaitanya was pleased with his meek and humble sweeping of the street. Srila Prabhupada explains, Neha bikramanasosti pratyavayo nividyate svalpamapyasya dharmata trayate mahatobhayat.
That whatever advancement we make in spiritual consciousness, it is never lost. It is eternally within our spiritual account. If we simply do something for Krishna, Krishna will never, ever, ever forget that. That is the eternal value of devotional service.
Tyaktva svadharmam charanam bhajam harer. The Bhagavatam says, even if one executes devotional service, and later on, due to previous conditionings, offenses, or inattentiveness, even if that person falls down, there may be a great waste of time, and there may be some suffering to rectify the offense, but nothing is ever lost. Krishna consciousness is eternal.
But in materialistic life, whatever we gain, it's all vanquished by time completely. So King Prataparudra received this mercy. One thing that he could actually understand by the mercy of the Lord is he could see that Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya were the one and was the one same supreme person performing pastime with himself. He could see that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna in the spirit of the love of Radharani, having a loving exchange with himself. And he could also understand how the Lord was pleasing his devotees in this miraculous way of being in all seven kirtan parties at the same time.
Then Lord Chaitanya would go into one form. And all the devotees of all the kirtan parties just came into one just to be with the Lord. And then he would go into seven and they'd all go back into their seven parties. And then he'd come into one and they'd all be in the same.
They couldn't give up. Everyone was watching the Lord. In fact, Lord Jagannath, his big, beautiful, lotus-like eyes were unblinkingly watching Lord Chaitanya dance. And Baladev and Subhadra had big smiles on their lotus-like faces as they were enjoying the dance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Lord Chaitanya was dancing so ecstatically. It is explained that everyone who saw him dance attained the perfection of life. And everyone in Puri could see him. All the residents of Puri, all the servants of Lord Jagannath, all the government officials, all the pilgrims, all the tourists, everyone was sprinkled by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone and everyone who heard him chanting the holy names and dancing in ecstatic love was showered with ecstatic love for Krishna. They attained the perfection of life. There is nothing so beautiful in the history of creation as the dance of the beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya.
Narottam Das Thakur, in his song of separation from Vaishnavas,
they have all these Vaishnavas, they have all gone back to join the beautiful golden dancer, Gauranga. in his lila. But I am left here in this world to beat my head against the stone and separation. So this is the ultimate aspiration in our life. To please the Lord in such a way by our attentive chanting of the holy names, by our sincere and humble service to the Lord and the devotees, that the Lord will reveal his beautiful dance and thus attract our hearts away from all of the inebrieties of material life. The Lord was dancing so much ecstatically, and there were hundreds and thousands, if not, there were millions. When we went to Rath Yatra a few years ago, there was 800,000 people on one road at the same time. Hare Krishna. And about three-fourths of the procession, it was storming rain. And everyone was just dancing. In fact, in our group, we had 2,000 devotees chanting. Dancing in the rain. It was wonderful. Except I got pneumonia afterward. It was worth it. So, but I had pneumonia, and one doctor came and gave me the Mahaprasad medicine that Jagannath had when he had fever. And I got better. At least I think I did. So to protect the Lord in his ecstatic dancing, the devotees made three circles around the Lord because there were so many pilgrims. The first circle, they were holding hands, and that was led by Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And the second circle, everyone was holding their hands, and that was led by the Lord's two personal servants, Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda. And the third circle, around the other two circles, was King Prataparuja and his ministers. So as Lord Chaitanya was dancing so beautifully, everyone's eyes, including Jagannath himself, was fixed on Lord Chaitanya's beautiful dance of love. At that time, King Prataparuja was watching. It was the closest he had ever been to the Lord. He was watching that dance in rapt attention. Next to him was his minister, Harichandan. Now, Srivas Thakur was in the circle and he in front of him. Srivas Thakur was in such a trance watching Lord Chaitanya dance that he was standing right in front of the king, and the king couldn't see. So Harichandan tried to very gently tap Srivas and say, you know, the king is behind you, please move. But Srivas was in another world. He was not in the bodily concept feeling taps. So he was getting a little stronger and a little stronger, saying, move, move, the king is behind you, the move. And Srivas was just watching. So finally, Harichandra actually pushed him a little. And Srivas Thakur just spontaneously turned and slapped him. Now this is the chief minister of the king. And Harichandra actually became very disturbed. He was about to say something. But Maharaj Prataparuja stopped him. He said, you are so fortunate. I am so unfortunate. I have not achieved this mercy. You were slapped by the hand, the merciful hand of Srivas Thakur. So the dancing became so, everyone was so intoxicated. At a certain point, everybody forgot everything about themselves, and Nityananda Prabhu was in ecstasy one place and Swarup Damodar in another place, and nobody knew anything, and Lord Chaitanya fell down right in front of the king. And King Prataparuja very lovingly lifted the Lord with his arms. Lord Chaitanya came to external consciousness, looked, and just jumped away. And with lips curled in distaste, he said, "How abominable, I have been touched by a materialistic person." How would you feel about that? King Prataparudra was devastated. But then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to him smiling and said, "Actually, the Lord is very pleased with you." He's just doing like this to teach the world the lessons of how people in the renounced order should not be close to materialistic people. But actually, in his heart, he knows your love. It's time to end class. Should I continue for a few more minutes? Huh? Ananta Shesha Prabhu, you are very humorous tonight. Thank you. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king that the Lord will give you his special mercy. You just wait and see, because he was pleased by your sweeping of the street. But this is very, very significant. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so very much concerned with how the people in general viewed him. That he was very much concerned. The Vaishnavas understood everything. They were begging Lord Chaitanya to meet the king. All the devotees were saying, "He's going to give up his life. He's going to resign from the kingdom and become a beggar. Please, Lord, meet the king." "No, what will the people in general say? They will ridicule me. They will be suspicious against me." So he was very, very much concerned of how the people in general viewed him. Why? Because of his compassion. Because they would have faith in the process of chanting the holy names. They would have faith in the association of Vaishnavas. They would have faith in Krishna according to how they respect the devotees. That is why Prabhupada told one reporter who asked him, "How will we know who is your associates, who is your followers?" Prabhupada said, "Because they are perfect ladies and gentlemen." Hare Krishna. So that is a challenge. Because we're a preaching movement. That was Lord Chaitanya came to deliver the most fallen. And it was so very important that he followed these principles very carefully so that people would honor and respect his sampradaya. So this beautiful kirtan continued. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he danced. He was dancing in such a trance of love that sometimes when he would put his foot to the ground, it would become heavy like the universe, and the entire earth would tilt. Literally. You may ask, how is this possible? But the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What can he not do? Can you imagine everyone is dancing and all of a sudden Lord put his foot down and everyone was like this? The earth was tilting by the power of his lotus foot. Other times he was whirling around like a firebrand in circles. Nobody could understand, you know, which part of the circle he was. He was going so very fast. Other times he became stunned. So stunned that every one of his limbs became as hard as dry wood. And then another type of ecstasy would come into his body and his limbs were soft as fresh butter. Sometimes he would jump very, very, very high into the sky. Then he would come crashing down to the ground. He would roll on the ground like a golden mountain. Sometimes his hairs would stand on end like the thorns of the Samuli tree. So much tears were pouring out of his eyes. They weren't in drops. They were like streams from a syringe. And everybody around him was soaked with the tears of his ecstatic love. He was literally bathing the devotees with his tears. His body would sometimes erupt with bumps, and he looked like the beautiful golden Kadamba flower. At other times, his teeth would chatter. They would chatter so fast that the people around were just praying to Jagannath that his teeth did not fall out. Other times, his breathing would stop. And then foam poured out of his mouth like nectar descending from the moon. And one very fortunate devotee who understand how to relish the rasas of love, his name was Shubhananda, he caught that foam and drank it. The Lord was perspiring profusely, sometimes perspiration and at other times blood. Sometimes the Lord's body would change colors. Sometimes he would become very fat and other times very thin. Sometimes he'd be very heavy. Then at other times he was light as a piece of cotton and the devotees would just pick him up. The world has never seen such genuine symptoms of spiritual ecstasy as Lord Chaitanya's transcendental dance. He was crying out the holy name of Krishna so loudly, and sometimes his love was so deep, his voice was choked, and all he could do is say, cha-cha-ga-ga, cha-cha-ga-ga, cha-cha-ga-ga. But it was very sweet when he said it. Yes, the Lord showered the universe with his beautiful dance of love. The procession continued on, and the Lord induced Swarup Damodar to chant a particular verse. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary, who was Lalita Sakhi of Krishna's Leela, he understood exactly the mind and the heart of Lord Chaitanya. He would sing beautiful songs exactly in correspondence with the Lord's particular mood. Swarup Damodar chanted a prayer. Now I have gained the Lord of my life. In separation from, I was being burnt by the arrows of Cupid and withering away. In this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami began Lord Chaitanya's meditation on the essence of the meaning of Ratha Yatra. Srila Prabhupada explains from Chaitanya Charitamrita how Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura and later on moved the Yadu dynasty to Dwarka in the sea. The Brijabasis, inhabitants of Vrindavan, were feeling intense separation of love from Krishna. After a long time of such separation, where they simply cried day and night their whole lives, Krishna sent a message to the Brijabasis that they should meet him in Kurukshetra, that very great holy place, to observe the solar eclipse. Has anybody here been to Kurukshetra? There is a very large, the largest man-made lake of water in all of Asia. It is called Brahma Sarovar. It has been there since time immemorial. King Kuru performed yajna there for the welfare of humanity long, long ago. There is a section of Brahma Sarovar, little distance away, that is called Sanihet Sarovar. That is the place where Krishna met the residents of Vrindavan. When Srimati Radharani met with Lord Krishna, the intensity of her love was revealed. This is all spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna first met Nanda and Yashoda, and there were so many greetings. But then Krishna escaped with the help of Balaram to meet gopis alone at Sanihit Sarovar. In fact, it is said that the place where Krishna met gopis, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur built a beautiful Gaudiya Math, which Srila Prabhupada visited and worshipped the Lord there. So on this occasion, it was the Brijabasi's great desire to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya entered into this mood. Who is Lord Chaitanya? It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the complexion and the loving sentiments of Srimati Radharani. In order to understand the nature of Radharani's love and to understand the happiness she feels when she experiences his love, and to understand what it is about her that makes her so ecstatic, Krishna assumed the loving sentiments of Radharani. Kaviraj Goswami actually reveals Krishna's mind, that I am Rasaraj, I am the reservoir of all pleasure. But yet when Radharani sees me and serves me, her love for me, she experiences an ecstasy that is 10 trillion times greater than my own. Krishna knows everything. Vedaham samatitani varatamanani chaudrana babashani jabutani mam tu bedana kashtana. Krishna knows everything, past, present, and future. Krishna knows all living beings. But there's one thing Krishna couldn't understand. The happiness of the love of Radharani. And he wanted to experience that. So he has appeared as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Krishna with the sentiment and the complexions of Sri Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya began to speak in the mood of Radharani to Lord Jagannath as she met him in Kurukshetra. You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again, just as we used to meet at the beginning of our lives. Yet, my mind is still feeling deep separation from Vrindavan. It is my wish, please come to Vrindavan and place your lotus feet there. Kurukshetra is crowded with so many people, with their elephants and horses, and there is the loud sound of the rattling of their chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are beautiful, fragrant flower garlands. And all that can be heard is the sweet humming of the bees and the chirping of the birds. Here in Kurukshetra, you are in the dress of a great royal prince and accompanied by great powerful warriors. But in Vrindavan, you wore the dress of a simple, ordinary cowherd boy, and you are accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here in Kurukshetra, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. Therefore, I request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, all of my ambitions will be fulfilled. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of causeless mercy for all of you, we will end class very soon. On the order of the disciplic representative of Lord Jagannath. So, Lord Chaitanya offered a beautiful prayer in the mood of Srimati Radharani and Gopis, that your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by the greatest of yogis, sages, and scholars. We wish that those lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary people engaged in household affairs. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, for most people, the mind and the heart are one. But for me, my mind is never separated from Vrindavan. Vrindavan is my heart. My mind and my heart are non-different from Vrindavan. And since you like Vrindavan so much, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would consider that your full mercy upon me. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and we all wish your association there. If you do not come, it will not be possible for us to maintain our lives. Formerly, when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava with a message that we should meditate on you. But we are not yogis who could, we are not jnana yogis or mystic yogis. We are Brijabasis. That instruction cannot remain within our heart. We have no concern with jnana yoga or astanga yoga or mystic yoga. Our only ambition is to serve you. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you altogether. I want to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage in material activities to forget you. But although I've tried, I cannot do it for even a second, because I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instruction for me to meditate on you is simply ludicrous. You are killing me. It is not good for you to think that I am a candidate for your instructions. The gopis are not like mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet. On the contrary, the more you ask us to do this, the more we become angry with you. The gopis have fallen into the great ocean of separation from you, and they are being devoured by the timangila fish of their ambition to serve you. please save them from the mouths of these Timangala fish. The gopis are your pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? They're already completely liberated from material existence. Their only desire is to serve you and to please you with their love and devotion. It is amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father, your mother, and all of your friends? How is it possible that you have forgotten Govardhan Hill, the banks of the Jamuna, and the beautiful forest where you perform the Rasa Leela? Krishna, certainly you are a refined gentleman and full of all good qualities. There is not a tinge of fault in you. Yet your mind, does it ever remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan? This must be our misfortune and nothing more. Radharani, through the mouth of Lord Chaitanya, who is Radharani herself, continued speaking. I do not care for my own personal unhappiness. But when I see the morose face of Mother Yashoda, when I see the hearts of the inhabitants of Vrindavan broken by separation from you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all, or is it that you want to enliven them, rescue them by returning to Vrindavan? Why? Why are you simply keeping them alive in this suffering state? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not like to see you dressed as a royal prince, associating with great warriors from a distant foreign land. They want to see you as a cowherd boy. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let us all live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya continued that after hearing Srimati Radharani's prayers, Krishna's heart was evoked with his unlimited love for the Brijbasis. Krishna said, "My dearest Srimati Radharani, I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply remembering all of you in Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, my father, the cowherd boys, my friends, and everything else is my life and soul. And the gopis are my very life and soul. And you, Sri Radharani, are the very life of my life. I am always subordinate to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in a distant place has occurred only due to my own misfortune. You are most dear to me. And I know that it is impossible for you to live in separation from me. Therefore, every day I worship Lord Narayan. And by the mercy of Lord Narayan, I keep you alive by personally entering into the hearts of all the residents of Vrindavan. Just to keep you alive, Narayan's mercy, I am brought every day into the hearts of all the devotees in Vrindavan. I have already killed almost all the demons of the Yadu dynasty who are our enemies. And I also killed Kamsa in Mathura. However, there are still two or four more demons that I must kill. And after that, I will very soon enter again into Vrindavan. Know this for certain. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. It is for that reason that I have left. Otherwise, I have no attachment at all for my royal position or the people of the Yadu dynasty. I am only here for their satisfaction. But your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. And when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and the damsels of Brajbhumi. Srila Prabhupada explains that it is this spirit that is the essence of Jagannath Rath Yatra. Krishna in Kurukshetra is in his Dwarka Lila. And the inhabitants of Vrindavan are bringing Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra on chariots. And with the ropes of their love, they are pulling him back to Vrindavan Dham. Prabhupada often explained such a high, deep, sublime truth in such simple way. He said the essence of the meaning of Rath Yatra is we are bringing Krishna. We are bringing Krishna back home into our hearts. And how is that possible? Through cleansing our hearts with that aspiration to serve and love Krishna. Through chanting the holy names in the association of the devotees. And by distributing the glories of the holy name to the world. Lord Chaitanya was in this mood. The chariot was being pulled. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go behind the chariot of Jagannath. And although thousands of people were pulling the rope, it did not move. Lord Chaitanya was testing to see if Jagannath had forgotten him. And Jagannath would not go without seeing the Lord's dance. When the Lord came in front again, the chariot proceeded. They came to the place called Balagandhi. There, traditionally, Jagannath's chariot stops for an extended period of time. And King Prataparudra and his ministers and all the priests and their families of the Jagannath temple and pilgrims that have come from all different places, they all bring bhoga or food that is personally cooked. And all around the chariot of Jagannath, Baladeva, and Subhadra, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of preparations being offered. At that time, Lord Chaitanya, who was dancing all day long with his associates, entered into a beautiful, secluded garden, not far from Gundicha temple. And all the devotees laid under different trees to rest. Lord Chaitanya laid on a raised platform. It's time to end. Should I break the law for a few minutes? Okay. The blessings of Vaishnavas, we feel very fearless today. Plus we have Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu. And so, at that time, King Prataparudra was instructed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to put on the clothes of an ordinary person, just a simple Vaishnav, and enter the garden with the Lord. First, King Prataparudra touched the feet of all the assembled devotees and received their blessings. And with their blessings, he fearlessly entered into the garden. Lord Chaitanya was laying on a raised platform with his eyes closed. King Prataparudra touched his lotus feet. Then he began to massage Lord Chaitanya's legs. And on Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's inspiration, he began to chant the Gopi Gita from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning with Jayati Te Dikam Janmana Braja. As he was chanting, Lord Chaitanya became so very ecstatic, he called out, "Go on reciting! Go on reciting! Go on reciting!" The king continued to massage his lotus feet, massage his legs, Rambhadra Prabhu Ki Jai. Whoever would like to go for prasad, please go for prasad. But we'll only be a few minutes. You are all very faithful. Perhaps you just feel sorry for me. Thank you. Lord Chaitanya was in rapt attention, hearing the beautiful prayers of the gopis in separation from Lord Krishna. And then King Prataparudra came to that illustrious verse. We can sing it together. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmasapaham sravanamangalam srimaratatam burigrananthije buridajana. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. After hearing the recitation of this sloka, Lord Chaitanya, in the ecstasy of love, spontaneously embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. Again and again he embraced him. Lord Chaitanya's tears bathed Maharaj Prataparudra, and Maharaj Prataparudra's tears bathed Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cried out, he said, "You are the most munificent, you are the most munificent, you are the most munificent," and embraced him again and again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous menial service as a street sweeper. Therefore, without asking who he was, the Lord showered his infinite blessings upon him. Kaviraj Goswami exclaims, "How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful." Srila Prabhupada explains herein the glory of devotional service. The Lord did not forget that simple service that the king rendered and the humility of his heart, and therefore the Lord bestowed such inconceivable mercy upon him. Srila Prabhupada quotes Rupa Goswami, "Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaudatveshe Namaha." That Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent, most merciful of all incarnations, because he is giving ecstatic love of Krishna free to everyone and anyone without discrimination. Lochan Das Thakur has prayed, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. That these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they are the most supremely merciful. Because they are giving the highest treasure of love of God to everyone and anyone for the simple process, the joyful process of chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Brajendra Nandana Je Sachi Suta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai Dinahina Yata Chilo Harina.